نہیں ہو سکتی صدقے سے مالوں میں کمی کوئی، نہیں ہو سکتی صدقے سے مالوں میں کمی کوئی، خبر ان کی ہے جن سا ہے نہ صادق نہ کوئی.
یہ وہ اسلامی بھائی ہیں، لوگ کہتے ہیں دعوت اسلامی کی مدنی بہار بتائیے، آج ہم دعوت اسلامی کی مدنی بہار آپ کو دکھا رہے ہیں. مدنی چینل کے ناظرین اپنی آنکھوں سے دیکھیں یہ نور بھائی، اور یہ یاد رہے کہ کچھ عرصہ پہلے یہ مسلمان بھی نہیں تھے بلکہ یہ غیر مسلموں کے پریسٹ تھے، دوسرے لفظوں میں ان کے مذہب کی طرف بلانے والے تھے. اسلام قبول کیا، دعوت اسلامی کے مدنی ماحول میں آئے، اس ایج میں ان کا یہ ذہن بنا کہ مجھے عالم بننا ہے کیونکہ علم دین کے فضائل سنے ہوں گے، درس نظامی میں داخلہ لیا. واٹ از یور ایج ناؤ؟
73
ایئرس کی عمر میں آج ان کی دسار فضیلت ہو رہی ہے. علماء بیٹھے ہیں یہاں پر، میں سمجھتا ہوں شاید یہ تاریخ دارالعلوم میں بھی یہ ایک ہسٹوریکل موومنٹ ہوگا کہ کسی 73 طالب علم کی جو آج درس نظامی سے فارغ ہوئے ہیں ان کی دستار فضیلت، یعنی شاید ان کی دستار فضیلت کرنے والے ان سے عمر میں چھوٹے ہوں گے اور ان کی عمر زیادہ ہوگی. تو یہ کمال ہے دعوت اسلامی کا، اٹ مینس ہمارا میسج بچوں سے لے کر چھوٹی عمر سے لے کر بڑی عمر تک سب کو الحمدللہ امپیکٹ کریٹ کرتا ہے. ہمارے اسلامی بھائیوں کو چاہیے، دعوت اسلامی کے ذمہ داران کو چاہیے کہ ہم ہر اسلامی بھائی تک نیکی کی دعوت پہنچائیں، وہ کسی بھی ایج فیکٹر میں ہو. انشاءاللہ ہماری مدد ہوگی، اللہ میری اور آپ کی ہم سب کی زبان میں تاثیر عطا فرمائے، ہمیں کوشش کرتے رہنا ہے.
السلام علیکم.
وعلیکم السلام.
Brother, can you tell us what your name was before you reverted to Islam?
My name was Ian. I was born a long time ago in the south of England, the only son of my parents who were from Scotland, and I was brought up in the Christian faith mainly by the teaching from my grandmother, who was a very devout Christian at that time. And after a few years, I then began learning music. I've trained, first of all, as a musician in London, where I was at the Royal College of Music for many years, about 8 years, until I started teaching in secondary schools in the Midlands, in Wolverhampton, and then in Scotland.
Brother, can you tell us what your Islamic name is?
Noor Mohammed Hussein Attari.
MashaAllah. And can you, Brother Noor, tell us a bit about what your life was like before you reverted to Islam?
My life before I was came to Islam was as a Christian priest for nearly 30 years. Before I was trained to be a priest, I was a missionary in Africa, in Tanzania, where I lived in an Islamic village. I was teaching in secondary schools religious education, as well as preaching and teaching music throughout the whole of Tanzania. While I was in Tanzania, I was felt called to go further and to train to be a full-time priest within the church. And I started my training, gained a diploma from the University of Makerere in Uganda, and I did a great deal of research and studying of Islam as well as the Christian faith. After leaving Tanzania, I then went to Zimbabwe, where I was for at least 5 years. So I spent at least 10 years working and preaching in the African continent until I returned to England in 1987.
What was your first introduction to Dawat-e-Islami? How was it that you first got to know about Dawat-e-Islami?
I joined Dawat-e-Islami the first day I became a Muslim. From when I became Muslim here 18 months ago, it was through the people who led me towards Islam were friends of mine here in Accrington, and we had an interfaith group in Accrington which we used to meet regularly, and it's through them who've led me to become part of Dawat Islami, so that we can know really what the true meaning and true teachings of Islam and how it can affect our whole lives as Muslims to be better people and bringing other people to Islam, because the motto, "I must rectify myself and the people of the whole world," is part of our whole lives, and we must try and live by that motto, which was being given to us by our Pir Sahib Amir Sunnat.
Can you tell us when that was and a bit about your experiences in Pakistan and in the Ijtima, what you felt when you were in the Ijtima?
I went onto the Ijtima the same year as I reverted to Islam. I reverted to Islam in June 2008 and went to on the Ijtima at the end of October, November, to Multan with a group of people from Accrington and Blackburn. And my first impression was of a great family. It's the largest meeting of Muslims in that part of the world, and to feel that you are part of that community when you are with thousands and thousands of other brothers is a truly wonderful experience, living in that part of the world, and then going to Karachi, to Fazani Medina, where I was very fortunate to meet Amir Sunnat together with some Syrian scholars at that meeting in Fazani Medina. And after visiting Karachi and spending at least 3 or 4 days there with brothers, I then went to Lala Musa for 6 weeks to some friends there, friends of my friends here in Accrington. And during that time, I was fortunate to go to many mosques in Lala Musa, Lahore, and Islamabad.
Can you tell us a few words or describe in a few words what you felt like being in the company of the founder of Dawat Islami and what you felt when you were there with him?
Well, I met Amir Sunnat when I was in Karachi in 2008. I wasn't really expecting to meet him. I was in a room with some other people, a small room, with some scholars from Syria and plus many other brothers from this country as well. And I was sitting down, and as we were all sitting on the floor, until suddenly somebody hugged me from behind, and I didn't realize who it was until I saw his face, and that was Amir Sunnat, and that was the first experience I met of him. And it was as if I had always met him. You know, sometimes I believe in dreams, and I think we all believe in dreams, that we see things in our dreams that we come to reality. And that was a thing that really came to my own life, although I'd never thought I would ever meet him. But that was the first experience. But words couldn't express it. Since becoming Muslim, my faith has become stronger in Allah. I've been healed from any illnesses which I had before as a Christian, and now I am trying to be a better Muslim day by day. Dear brothers, I think one of the concerns which we must have for each other is to go on the weekly istimars, which are held every Thursday throughout the world in all the mosques, Fazani Medina, here in the UK and worldwide, so that we may learn our deen and mix with other people from Dawat Islami, but above all to go on the monthly kaflas, where you can learn, you can sleep, and you can pray, and you can eat together as a community, and to learn what it is to be a follower of our blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The weekly istimars also are for sisters as well within our mosques, and we invite those of our sisters to participate in these weekly istimars, and above all to pray and to offer our salah 5 times a day with Jamaat, so that we may gain the gifts and the great gifts which we from Allah Azza wa Jal and become better and better Muslims. I'd also like to thank at this point all those who have led me to Islam, those especially my brothers Abid and his father, and who's the Imam who led me into Islam here in Accrington, and to Rashid and all the brothers of Dawat Islami. La ilaha illallahu Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Nahi ho sakti sadqe se maalon mein kami koi. سکتی صدقے سے معلوم ہے.